Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm thinking as a...
Be careful now. Because it sounds like you're trying to put the shoes on. Sounds like you're trying to put the shoes on.
I'm just...
Guys,
girls,
don't look to me to say girls, bro. If you're gonna do the introduction, do it.
Guys, girls, we're back. And you already know, we go straight into it with the question of the week. Let me get in closer, guys. The question of the week.
I have no idea what this one is. We're building it like it was a juicy one, so go on.
Yeah, so the question of the week is, slash was, what's your darkest secret?
Oh, I did see this one, actually.
And Twitter and IG went wild on it. I'm not going to lie. Twitter went brazy on it.
Did actually?
Yeah. Did numbers.
Because Ren wasn't sure that it would do anything.
Yeah, did numbers, did views.
Is it actually? Yeah. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, check it out and see what I've gone, bro.
I mean, someone suggested we should do it on Twitter. I don't know who it was, but someone in here suggested we should do Twitter once.
I swear.
But hello. I don't know who it was. It sounded like it was me, but
I swear.
Anyway, I'm ready. Go on. Darkest secret.
What's your darkest secret? I hate my husband, first and foremost. That's tough.
It is.
Me and my second cousin had a secret sex. Oh, sorry. I had a secret 2-year fuck fest. Damn. What's second cousin?
Second cousin.
So how do you equate that?
Second cousin would be like your.
My cousin's cousin?
No. Second cousin would be like your.
My auntie's cousin.
Bro, I know this one, but I can't figure it out. So cousin is your auntie's kid.
So my second, yeah, so my auntie's kid.
Yeah. So it'd be like your auntie's kid's kid.
No, second. No. I thought second cousin was your cousin's kid.
That's your cousin's kid.
That's your second cousin.
Yeah. Okay. That's exactly what I just said.
Did you?
Your auntie's kid's kid. Your cousin's kid. Yeah.
Your auntie's kid.
Yeah.
Your auntie's kid's kid. Yeah.
My bad. Your cousin's kid is your second cousin.
Okay, say less. Rah. Okay, I secretly pray sometimes. No, I secretly pray something happens to his girlfriend. He's the love of my life. I want him to myself.
Oh my days, bro. I remember. God, when I was in school, or college.
Yeah,
I think college, first year of sixth form. Yeah.
Okay.
There was one. Why are you laughing, man?
I'm just sweet. Yeah,
there was one thing.
Your story is always funny, bro.
There was one thing who was feeling me.
Okay.
Basically, what happened? I was seeing one thing in it. Mm. So I had a. She wasn't my girlfriend, but she basically was. Yeah. It was renowned that we were doing a thing, right? So it's basically my girl.
Yeah.
And I must have got a bit tipsy at one party.
Yeah.
Lipsed one thing from the year. Below me? No, this must have been second year of college then, because she was in college too.
Okay.
Lips won first year after the shubs. Mm. Wasn't really fussed about her in the slightest.
Okay.
Lipsed her up. Mm-hmm. Went, lips her up on a park bench on the walk home.
Because
we both live like near each other. Mm-hmm. So obviously I knew her from college. Mm-hmm. So after the party.
Mm-hmm. Walking same.
We were just walking same direction.
Yeah.
And then she's walking on one side, I'm walking the other side, and we're like, obviously we're gonna just walk together.
Yeah.
So we're walking, talking. It's the fork in the road where I'm going left, she's going right. Yeah. Chatting.
Let's sit down.
Yeah. We sit down. I'm like, my knees are aching.
Let's
sit down.
Yeah.
Sit down. It's a chilly night.
Yeah. So you get.
Yeah. We're getting
comfy.
A little bit cozy.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not ugly, are you?
You're not
ugly, are you? I never noticed them dimples before.
Yeah.
And I remember I was like, it's freezing. Mm. And I've been going to gym like 3 times.
Yeah.
I remember I leaned over and she was like, obviously sitting down like that.
Yeah.
Picked her up and put her on my lap.
Yeah.
I've never felt stronger.
I bet.
Because when you're drunk, you're strong.
Yeah, I bet.
Lift her up with ease, landed her on my lap. She's never been handled like that before. Yeah, with such care.
Fragile.
I bet. Didn't go any further.
Yeah.
And I just strolled home.
Mm.
She liked me after that.
Mm.
Blatantly.
Okay.
And would ask to like walk with me between classes and all this stuff. And I was thinking, yo, you're moving bait.
Very.
You're moving bait.
Walk with me between classes. Yeah,
walking with me between classes. And I'm like, hey, yo, man, like you're not, I didn't have to let people down or anything like that.
Yeah.
I was thinking, bruh. And I was like, come on, you know, I've got to go and all that.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, it's fine. It's all that. She went on MySpace back in the day, MySpace. And back then, MySpace conversations were bait. I can't remember how it worked. I remember there was private DMs on MySpace, but there was also bait convos, like comments back to back that you could do on MySpace. I can't remember how it used to work, bro. Basically, she was having a chat about me on MySpace with one of her brethrens, basically saying like, I like him so much. He just needs to forget about his fucking ugly girlfriend, bro.
Wow.
My girl must have screenshotted it, sent me to this and was like, is she chatting about me? I was like, bro.
You never thought it'd come back to you.
If the shoe fits.
Yeah.
I never thought it was going to happen. Yeah, I was like, allow it, bro. Oh. Luckily, she didn't bay out her lips.
Yeah,
but she's like, what's this girl's problem, bro? Mm. She's crazy. And I was like, babe, she's crazy. I don't know. I don't fucking know. She was like, I'm going to cuss her. I was like, leave her alone. No,
she's younger than
you.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Allow it,
come
man.
Come on, man.
Act mature. Act your age.
Act your age, bro.
Act your age, man.
Your man's sought after. She's jealous. She's just jealous.
Stop it.
Leave us to stew in the jealousy, bro.
Exactly. Let's festive.
So, so we're better than that.
Facts.
Yeah. Do not chat to her.
Facts. Bro. Dare?
Wow. Yeah.
That's hilarious. I'm a sugar baby and I have 5 sugar daddies. My family think I'm a psychologist.
That's an income. Mm. 5 sugar daddies. If you could have Big Man Ting, I was going to say pride aside, but pride is everything. Okay, 2 questions. Mm-hmm. You as you now.
Yeah.
No one would ever know.
Yeah.
Would you pick up a sugar mama?
Me as me now.
You as you now. She's running you like something healthy. She's running you like 8 bags a month straight into your account.
What do I have to do? Nothing.
You don't actually have to do much. You have to bang her once in a while, but she's not ugly. Mm. She's obviously older. Mm. She's like 45. You can tell back in the day she was peng, but now she's obviously lost it.
Yeah.
You don't hate banging her, but it's a chore. Obviously it's a chore.
There's other stuff
you'd rather be doing. you have to bang her like once every 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Once every 3 weeks. You have to chat to her whenever she chats to you. She might want to FaceTime you ad hoc. Like 10 minute FaceTime, like once a week, maybe.
Nah,
but it's whenever.
Yeah, nah, that would piss me off.
Yeah, I know it would.
FaceTime
I know it would.
Piss me off.
8 bags a month though, but like the input's actually very minimal.
Yeah, I know, but I'm very like meticulous with my time. Like I don't like people just unannounced FaceTime. I don't even have a phone call, FaceTime.
But she doesn't do it unannounced. She just like, you just have to keep her happy. So like she might hit you up on a FT ? And then once in a while you might be like, oh babe, I'm just out shopping right now. Da-da-da. You can pie it off, but you understand that you work for her.
Yeah, okay.
So you can't just be doing what you want all the time.
Okay. And you said no one's gonna find out?
No one's finding out.
Yeah, I'm doing it then. If no one's finding out, it's 8 bags a month.
How long do you think you could stomach it for?
It depends, because if the contractual agreements remains the same month by month, I think I could do it month on month.
Yeah.
But I feel like the more and more I do it, the more and more she'd want.
Potentially, but if she sticks to it, you think you could just carry on forever?
I think so, because you said bang her once every 3 weeks, so that's technically once a month.
Yeah.
I FaceTime her maybe once a week.
Mm.
If those are her 2 requests, I'd have to entertain her by conversation.
That's the thing. You have to entertain her conversation. You have to give her a girlfriend experience as well. So like when you're banging her, it's not just like you're running through clapping cheeks and dipping. Like she wants to spend time with you. She wants to hear about your day. She wants you to listen.
No, No.
Yeah.
No. See, because the thing with me, like, if we're just banging, like me and anyone, if we're just banging, I'm not there to be cuddling all them.
Yeah.
For me, that's too affectionate.
Yeah.
If I'm just banging you,
yeah.
I'm not here to be giving you girlfriend experience because I'm giving you false hope.
Yeah.
But if it's a transactional thing where obviously she knows she's paying for it, I don't know, bro.
Because
I feel that for me is like, it's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot for me to get training. Because
like, after you bang her as well, obviously you got that PNC. And she doesn't want like bear cuddles, but she might lay on your chest and like play with your chest like that on her finger. Like, nah. And you're going to be like, yuck, bro.
Just stop. Like, I've not it.
Yeah.
I've not it.
Yeah, I'm not on it.
So maybe not, no. What about you? Do you think you can?
Probably not.
That's all that is long.
Soon, like, bro, it's literally the FaceTime thing that'll push me over the edge. Because when I don't like you, I can't stand you.
Yeah. I don't want to say
Every time your name pops up on my phone, I'm just like, this bitch.
Yeah, facts.
I can't do it anymore. And she could ask for so little of me. Mm-hmm. But if I'm not dead on it, I'm just like, wow, you're annoying. And I can't fake laugh anymore. And then every time the FaceTimes will get less and less and less, where like eventually I just got the phone here and I'm just watching TV. And she might say something, and I'm like, haha, yeah, I know. And she's like, baby, you're right. And I'm like, listen, call me babe one more time.
Don't you dare call me babe. I'm not your bloody babe. I couldn't, that would drive me.
Five daddies though.
Yeah.
That's an income.
That is a serious.
And that's a time commitment.
It is. She must be busy.
Damn.
Monday to Friday, she must be busy.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Anyway, what's your darkest secret? I fantasize about my friends during sex and I have to stop myself from moaning his name.
Oh, dear.
Madness. That I'm a lonely loser who buys nudes.
Buys them?
That's tough.
Like on OnlyFans and stuff? Yeah,
I'm a lonely loser who buys nudes.
You know what, whoever sent that in, you're actually not. Don't call yourself stuff like that. Let's just take the jokes away from the side.
Yeah.
Don't speak about yourself like that. That's harsh, bro.
Self-efficacy is needed in this situation.
The morale?
Yeah, it must be rock bottom.
I'm a lonely loser.
Yeah.
The lonely's killing me.
Yeah.
Who buys nudes? Because I'm lonely. Wow.
Oh, it's tough.
Dark twist.
Yes, this is the darkest secret.
It is the darkest secret. Yeah. Wow.
I finger my bum in my sleep.
Okay. Next.
I'm 3 months pregnant.
Wait, what? In my sleep?
I just can't.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
I finger my bum in my sleep.
Can you imagine, bro? You just wake up and you're just like,
not
again with this. Again, bro.
Nah, I couldn't. That's disgusting.
That is vile.
But like in your sleep, imagine it getting good to you in your sleep and you don't realize
your pelvis is rocking.
You're rocking your wrist as well as your waist. You're doing this, bro. It's
bro, nah.
You're just like, you're feeling it.
I couldn't.
And you wake up solid.
Yeah. I couldn't wake up.
Solid dribbling.
I couldn't wake up mid. Because you'd want to stop but keep going.
I'd scream.
Yeah.
James would scream.
I'd need to see someone.
Yeah.
Fact. In my sleep.
The thing is, I wouldn't be able to. I'd want to see someone, but I'd want to see someone with a balaclava on. Because they can't know it's me. Do you know what I mean? But I need help.
I need real help.
It'd have to be with a balaclava.
In my sleep.
Yeah. Balaclava thing. They can't know it's
that's
me.
That's jokes.
Because I already know doctor-patient privilege but it wouldn't work. They're telling somebody.
Yeah, it's worth a malpractice suit.
Yeah, facts.
It's worth it.
Facts. I need a balaclava.
Damn.
I'm 3 months pregnant, but there's potentially 4 baby daddies.
Okay. Terrifying. This is outrageous.
Terrifying. I'm only mates with my bestie because I'm in love with her dad. We've done it and she doesn't know.
That's like Keisha the sketch. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, that was a time.
Yeah, that was.
That was like.
Ellis, you don't know about
that.
That
was our secondary school. That was the
secondary. Yeah, that was 11. Yeah, that was like year 10, 11 for us. It was on Facebook, right?
Yeah, Facebook.
There was like a story. Has there been anything like this since?
No, not to my knowledge.
Bro, there
was UK worldwide.
Yeah, this is UK wide, right?
Yeah.
There was randomly a Facebook like post and it was a long story in like multiple posts.
Yeah.
They'd max the characters. And it was a complete like novel.
Novel fan fiction.
Like fan fiction novel called Keisha the Sket.
Okay.
Bro, it got raunch.
Yeah.
This girl banged everyone.
She was a sket.
She was a full on, fully fledged sket. And she was in like year 10, 11 as well. She was our age.
Yeah.
And she was banging the olders.
Mm.
She was letting Roadman run through her. But everything got twisted, bro. She loved, you know, and the thing is, well, the way they articulated the fact that she wasn't even necessarily bare horny.
Mm.
She just loved knowing she was peng. And people showing her she's peng, bro. Mm-hmm. That's why she was banging these people. Mm-hmm. That they just like, she loved feeling wanted. And bro, there was one, I remember this scene, bro. this chapter, whatever it was. Where
she was a scene to you.
she'd been like kidnapped or some shit, right? And then she like escaped, or she'd been dashed out on roadside. Mm. I can't remember what happened, but basically I remember she was alone and scared in the rain.
Yeah.
So she went to her brethren's yard and the brethren wasn't home, just the brethren's dad, who she'd already said in previous chapters she thought was banging.
Yeah, bro.
And then the girl was at her mom's or her friend's or something like that. Mm. And Keisha was like, I'm getting kicked out of my yard. I've got nowhere to go. It's raining. Like, can I stay here? And the dad's like, fuck's sake, bro. Yeah. Cool. Stay here, go in her bed, da 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 da.
Dad goes
to bed in his bed, goes to sleep in his bed. Keisha sneaks in. She sneaks in.
Ellis is imagining the whole thing.
There used to be a fucking film on this.
Bro, Jesus. Someone should have made a film of Keisha the Sket, bro. Mm. Hopped in bed with him and he's like, what are you doing, bro?
Mm.
What are you doing? She grabbed his tool. Grabbed his tool and he said, she just banged her.
I bet.
Banged her and then dashed her out afterwards.
I bet.
He couldn't face the clarity.
Yeah.
Shame. He couldn't face it, bro.
I bet.
Nah, and then dashed her out. I was like, what's wrong with you, bro? Keisha Sket was wild.
It was wild.
You knew her?
No, she's fictional, bro.
Fictional, bro.
No, I thought you meant you knew the people who was posting.
Nah, I didn't know, bro.
It was a random thing that
everyone was sharing. It was like early. This was viral content before viral content had a name, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone knew about Keisha the Sket. I needed to know in the author's mind what this girl looked like, because she sounded lit.
She did. Everyone wanted to bang her. Everyone wanted to bang her. And if your name was Keisha during that time, you are vexed.
Yeah, yeah, vex. It's like, it was like, that was the Karen of then.
Yeah.
If your name was Keisha, you better be Leng. You better be a Sket.
Live up to your name.
Bro, facts.
All right, I've got quite a few more. What's your darkest secret? We've been paying a homeless man to smash the car windows of a guy who harasses my sister.
So
every time he gets it fixed, smashes it again.
And the homeless man's just taking the pee.
Yeah.
To be fair, you know what's mad, bro? I don't really want to do anything sinister, but if I did, I've never thought about paying a homeless guy to do it.
Neither have I. I was watching a documentary. Life of me, I can't remember what it's called. But there was a breader that was duppying. Young men that didn't have support.
Oh God.
And this was back in like the 70s.
I don't know why that's funny.
That didn't have any support. They were either homeless or in a completely wrong city or not. They were living on bare minimum.
Oh.
And he will take them and dupe them and doesn't remember that. I've watched this not too long ago. Doesn't remember their name because he would never ask. Or if he did, they never had any
ID
on them because they were so fucking flat broke. He would invite them back to their yard and he'd wake up and they'd be dead. He'd bury them in the yard under the floorboards.
What do you mean he'd wake up and they'd be dead?
He'd just
black out.
Yeah, he'd black out because he'd be drunk. He'd kill him somehow. He doesn't remember how.
Like on a Dharma thing.
Yeah. Oh, he narrates the whole thing as well.
He narrates it
from prison.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's dark and twisted, bro. He'd up like 14 to 16 youths. Youngest of like 14 or 16. For the life of me, I can't remember what it's called. It's a documentary on Netflix. It's jarring me that I don't remember.
Damn.
Damn. I will find it. I will find it.
Jesus.
And I'll spit it back. But yeah.
Cool. Sometimes I feel like I like listening to like your breakdowns of documentaries more than I like watching documentaries.
say.
Because I know you love watching documentaries, but sometimes I can't be bothered, especially like the old timey ones.
Yeah,
like, man, this is boring. Like, this is just so boring. And then, but like, when I hear it from you, I'm like, wow,
really? Yeah. I forgot I watched that.
Yeah,
I completely forgot I watched that, yeah.
All right,
he
say
was
less.
Narrating the whole thing.
That's crazy.
Casually. He opted to go to jail. He handed himself in. Yeah, bro. Tapped.
Random. This is a sidetrack and I really want to get back to the darkest secrets. So guys, we're not falling off track.
Yeah, yeah. We do this all the time.
We
know,
do this.
So believe in us.
There's a podcast, right? Called Serial.
Okay.
Serial's in Serial Killer.
Yeah, I thought so. And you, sorry, you not like, couldn't be
not
Serial.
Breakfast.
Yeah. That would have been a tangent.
Yeah. There's a podcast called Serial.
That would have been a tangent.
Just
anyway.
ASMR, we're just crunching. Anyway. Podcast called Serial, right? And I think there's two different seasons, maybe more. But the first season, can't remember the brother's name.
Yeah.
But there it's all about it's like literally kind of narrated by the woman who's a journalist and she's investigating a murder, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember the details too much. He like murdered his girlfriend or a friend or something like that.
Yeah.
But he's in Penn and he's like a teenager.
Okay.
And it's like he appealed to her through like a, what do they call it? What's that thing that Kim Kardashian does? Like the witness, the flipping like Innocence Project or something like that. And like he basically just like, this is what's happened to me. I'm in Penn. I didn't do it. There's like the evidence is shaky. Help me. And she picks it up and she's like, rah, I'm gonna look into this. So she's interviewing him and the whole thing is narrated by like her saying, I was looking into this, looking into this. And then it would tap into like a phone call that they've had where she's asking him, so what happened here? And it's all narrated from him in prison. Basically like, this is the story.
Yeah.
And like through the podcast, you're hearing it the exact same way he told her.
Okay.
So you're actually hearing his side of the events.
Okay.
And he's going through it. And bro, at the start, it's so obvious he didn't do it. And then she's like, rah, rah, rah. I can't believe this happened. I can't believe like you got locked up for that. I can't believe like how is this like not national news? Yada, yada, yada. We need to set up an appeal. We need to set this up. She's working for him. And then something, every now and again, something will creep in where she's like, cool, so you told me that da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da.
Yeah.
But I was doing some digging and I went to like the library that you were at and there's a few witnesses that said that you weren't there the time that you said you were there. And he's like, oh yeah. That's because of such and such happened and I had to go see my boy outside or whatever. And she's like, but why didn't you tell me that before? And he's like stuttering. And there's tiny little seeds of doubt that creep in throughout this podcast now and again, where towards the end, basically, spoiler alert, we don't know if he did it or not.
Okay.
Because the seeds get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And then she even like, when she's not talking to him, she's like narrating on the podcast, like, I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to believe, bro. I think he's fucking lying to me.
Okay.
But I was so certain he didn't do it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to believe.
Mad.
It's juicy.
I love shit like that.
I listened to it like 3 years ago.
I love shit like
fucking
that.
Fucking juicy,
I love
bro.
Shit like that.
Oh my God. Anyways, darkest secret.
Yeah.
Press play.
14 years and counting. I'm waiting for the day my ex-husband finds out our daughter isn't his.
Famalamalamalam.
That is atrocious
behavior. I was talking to someone about this the other day. I genuinely do not think, as a man, there's hardly anything on this planet worse than finding out that your kid ain't yours.
That would ruin a man in so many more ways than one.
Destruction.
Because 14 years?
Bro.
That is a piss take.
Yeah.
A decade and a half?
Yeah, bro.
You let me pay for all of this?
You let me pay, you let me bond.
You let me bond.
Yeah.
I love this child, everything.
Yeah, you give like...
This child is my life.
My life, and you stripped it away. And then like when you talk about it, girls, like this is what I find fascinating, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And this is like, I like to like, as much as I can, I like to try and marry up human behaviors with like, what they like the wild, like how animals act in the wild and how humans, because all humans do is just like try and justify their own emotions. But like a lot of emotions are connected to just that animal kingdom.
Yeah.
Like we feel a certain way based on just DNA.
Yeah, instincts.
And we just use our words to like try and fucking justify bullshit. And like, when you speak to a lot of women, they find it really difficult to understand, not all women, but some women that I've spoken to, they find it difficult to understand how a man can bond with a child and love a child and care for a child. And then when they find out the child's not there, they could just walk away and never see the child again. Mm-hmm. And like, I can really understand how they can. I don't understand how it would ever be easy.
It's not easy at
all. It would make you want to kill yourself.
Yeah.
But I can understand why they can't any longer give anything else to this child. Mm-hmm. And then like, when you think about like the animal kingdom, there's examples of how females in the animal kingdom will, on some occasion, like a sheep, for example, or something like that. If you, on like, there's an episode of Clarkson's Farm, right? Throwback. There's an episode of Clarkson's Farm, bro, where like one lamb gets neglected by its mum and it needs a mum. Mm. So they literally just like cover this lamb in like the flipping juices of another mum, cover it so it smells like it, and just dashes it. Mm. And there's examples, and the sheep's like, gang, you're my ewe.
Okay.
And then there's other examples of where like flipping penguins, for example, when it's mating season and they give birth, they'll start, if the mum's egg doesn't hatch, or if the baby dies, all the penguins that don't have utes will start trying to teeth other utes. They'll just start walking around trying to teeth utes, bro.
Oh, wow.
They're just taking all the other, and then the mums have to fight for their ute.
Yeah.
And if there's a ute that gets lost, it gets snagged up by another mum. Whereas in the animal, you don't really see that with dads. Mm. Dads typically, like, if a lion comes in as like the new alpha of the pack, and there's little babies around here that aren't his, he's killing them. He's killing all the ewes that aren't his, bro.
Yeah.
And there's bare examples where the males will just run up and kill kids that aren't theirs.
Yeah.
They're not interested. Yeah. They're not interested. It's
just their bloodline or nothing.
Bro.
Yeah.
They'll kill the ewes and then bang the girl and get his ewes in there. Mm. So like, I can see how like males in human society, like when they find out a kid's not theirs, it's like on a molecular level, it takes everything from you. Whereas like, I can understand it again, where a woman would see it and be like, bro, it really doesn't matter. Like, it's your kid, regardless of who the dad is, it's your kid. Like, the kid loves you and knows you and everything like that. And you're like, bro, it's not mine.
He loves me and knows me because that's your fault.
Yeah, facts.
It's your fault. That's why he loves me and knows
facts.
You should have told me.
I hate you for putting me in this position.
Factual.
Because I need, every ounce of my body is telling me I need to walk away, but I physically can't.
And you can't take these 14 years back.
And bro, you can't take the 14 years back. And on top of that, you know, if you do walk away, you're killing the ute as well.
Yeah.
You're putting the ute through hell.
Yeah. Damn.
It's nasty.
I probably would be afraid to have another child. It would fuck with me mentally.
100. Fuck. I need a DNA test.
Yeah, all the time.
In the womb.
All the time, bro.
Yeah, pluck a hair from inside, bro.
Yeah,
I need to find
figure
out.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Because I don't trust anyone anymore. 14 years,
yeah,
my bro.
No.
Anyway, what's your darkest secret? A girl broke up with me because I wasn't intimate enough. I couldn't tell the boys.
As in, he doesn't bang her enough.
Yeah, just intimate.
Oh, he definitely doesn't bang her enough.
I couldn't tell the boys.
She said, I need sex. I need a man to clot me. And he's like, babe, it's just, I'm just not.
Yeah, babe, that's pressure.
Yeah, there's
stop.
A lot of pressure, babe. I'm
stop.
And she's like, you know, get out of my face. You know, actually, get out of my face. I need
boy.
A man. And he Damn. Couldn't tell the boys.
Yeah, he can't. You can't. He
I couldn't tell you, man.
Yeah,
that.
Never. Never.
She left, guys, she left me. Why? Because she just, I wasn't banging her enough.
What?
Swear.
Pardon?
Especially if she was
Yeah.
What do you mean, bro?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know, but she just put bare pressure on me. And I just like, sometimes I just want to chill and like cuddle and
yeah,
like.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to watch TV.
Yeah, I just want to watch Homes Under the Hammer. Yeah. Like, also, this sex stuff all the time.
Yeah, man, relax. There's time for that.
Yeah.
We're in this for eternity. Relax.
you man would destroy me. Tell her to come here.
Facts. Whilst on shift, I regularly gave head to a resident at a rehab home I worked at. Regularly.
Just head. Regularly gave head, bro, to a guy in rehab. You're not helping him. Regularly.
She might be in some way, bro.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's mad. I would live for that in rehab.
Facts.
I'd live for that
he's
in rehab.
He's getting top while his top's gone.
Yeah, facts, bro. While his veins are healing.
Jesus. I used to spit in my stepmom's coffee every morning for 10 years.
Oh my God.
The gym teacher used to eat my ass after school.
No! Nah, brother. Swear. Do you think any of your teachers ever banged any of your girls in your school?
I like to say no, but me saying
you
that
you need to boarding school as well.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. I'm trying to. I can put my. I have no evidence whatsoever.
Yeah.
Just to clarify,
yeah.
I have no evidence whatsoever.
Yeah.
But I can bet money that, especially in Niger.
Yeah.
When I went to boarding school in
Niger. Oh, in Nigeria.
I can bet that one of them teachers. I don't know if they would have banked, but they would have harassed the youth before.
Swear.
Money on it. Not that I've seen anything, but I'm thinking as a...
Be careful now. Because it sounds like you're trying to put the shoes on. Sounds like you're trying to put the shoes on.
I'm just...
It sounds like you're about to say, if it was me...
I was gonna say, I'm thinking as a 32-year-old man now.
Okay.
I was gonna say if it was me, because it's not me. But I'm thinking, because obviously at the time as a kid, you don't think like, I'm thinking about by the time when I was in Nigerian school, you don't think about, you don't necessarily deep nuances in terms of like adult to child. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes,
I'm. You don't necessarily deep them.
Thank you for your head.
I wasn't trying to.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to premise that.
So now you're thinking back as a man.
Yeah.
About what you saw.
Yeah, and you kind of think like this could potentially look coercive. Do you know what I mean?
Oh Jesus.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't really. Like I said, I'm not. I can't necessarily give an example, but I just know for, especially as well. Like it's weird because I feel like in Nigeria, it's easier to get away with than you would in the UK.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Facts.
So I just, that's
I've never
why I said
been, that, but I guess so.
That's why I say I can just probably bet money it happened.
Damn.
Not even necessarily it happened, but like to an extent, some form of thing like, do you know what I mean?
It's
bad to say.
Yeah.
But I just have a feeling it did.
Damn.
Yeah.
And did any of your teachers reckon banged any of your girls?
Oh, no, definitely not. No.
Nah.
No, I don't think so. I think we had a thing of like, I don't know if it was confirmed, but I think we had a thing of like, a teacher fucking another teacher, and he had a wife, and she came in.
Oh, yeah. Swear.
I wasn't there.
The wife came in on smoke?
Yeah, and it kicked off.
Apparently. Oh!
Yeah, I wasn't there.
I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah, as a student, I would love to have been there.
Oh, I would have paid money to go to school that day.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
She came to the school, bro. Mm.
Yeah.
Scorned wives have no decorum.
Yeah. Why would they?
Yeah, facts. Yeah, why they've would lost they? Everything.
They've lost it all.
Why yeah, wow. They? I don't think... I can't think of a teacher that was banging any students, but I remember there was one teacher, a music teacher, whose son came in as a teacher, a music teacher.
Okay. And all the galley wanted to bang him.
All the galley wanted to bang the PE teacher, Mr. Driver.
Okay.
He never let on that he did anything.
Yeah.
He has my undying trust that he didn't touch these girls.
Yeah.
But all of the girls wanted to bang him and all the mums wanted to bang him. He definitely clarted someone's mum.
I'll swear.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
One of my boys' mums was on it. Oh, she said, I want to give him a massage.
She said this?
Yeah.
How do you know she said this?
My boy told me. At parents' evening, she said it.
That's embarrassing. Yeah,
facts, bro.
Your child is
the mums wanted to bang Mr. Driver.
Mr.
The
Driver
name as well, bro.
Mr. Driver.
And he was always wearing these rugby shorts bro.
Yeah.
He was quadded up.
Yeah!
He was quadded up.
Go on, Driver. Of course.
Yeah, bro.
Makes me stuff like it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
What a power position. Yeah,
trust me.
Oh.
Yeah, if I was a PE teacher, bro, because it's a shitty job.
Yeah.
I'm banging everyone's mum. I'm banging everyone's mum. You can't stop me.
Well, the husbands can stop you.
Yeah, they can try. Nah, but to be fair, it's like, I'm not even banging on ones with husbands. Mm. It's them divorcees you want.
Factual.
It's them divorcees you want.
Factual.
Yeah, boy. Nah. And you just let her know, your son's got promise, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of kids in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but your son's got promise. As long as he drops
it. Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got a few more. What's your darkest secret? Found out I had the clap and blamed it on my new boyfriend. It was me. He bought me so much.
No way.
Wow. I baked space cakes and fed them to my church.
Okay. Fam, they saw stuff that day.
They saw stuff that day. They spoke real time.
If there's ever a time to believe in God, it's then.
They spoke in tongues that day. Wow. Facts.
Oh, God. Oh.
My boy doesn't know that his nephew is my son.
Nah.
My boy doesn't know his nephew is my son.
He just banged his sister.
And how has the sister kept that shtum?
Oh, I don't know, bro. People do what they need to do.
Facts.
People do what they need to
James,
do.
Facts, facts, facts.
Jesus.
I scam granddads or Tinder. It's the Nigerian in me.
Brother, I'm not saying this because I've not seen it, but you man have a reputation. You man have a reputation of scammers.
It's not our fault. Yeah. The thing is, it's not our fault. It's my parents' generation. Yeah. They've dragged it with us. They've dragged it with us. Our parents' generation, my parents' generation, or our parents' generation in terms of Africans, are the real fraudsters.
Yeah,
the real
swear.
Fraudsters, the real scammers, the real 419ers, yeah. And they passed it on to their youths. That's why all these Nigerian youths are running around scamming
why?
People.
Why?
I don't have the answer.
That's so crazy.
We're overpopulated, that's why.
Yeah, facts, you are. You've got like 300 M's.
We've got 300 M's, the same size as the UK.
That's the same size as fucking, yeah. Oh, the capacity is the same size as the UK.
Yeah, roughly. Like the same size of
Of land.
In terms of the country, yeah. Roughly the same size as the UK.
And you got 300
M's. 300 M's and the UK has 60 to 70. Overpopulated. Yeah. I would fucking scam too.
I would scam everyone.
Exactly.
300 M's is like the same size as America.
Yeah. Not America.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yes, it is. Bro, Ellis, population of America, bring that bitch up. I'm gonna say like 370.
332. 331.
What's the population age?
213.
213.
Yeah.
Damn.
Only 100 mil short.
Jesus. Damn, yeah, I'll scam too.
Yeah, and it's smaller than the size of Texas. Nigeria is smaller than Texas, I believe.
Oh, yeah, well, Texas is way bigger than the UK.
So, yeah.
Wow, yeah. Bro. Yeah. I'll scam too. That's why these men are banging all the ugly white girls.
Yeah, they're trying to dip.
Yeah.
They're trying to dip. They need that passport, bro.
That's because we're overpopulated. You said it was such conviction.
Yeah, it's facts. We're overpopulated. We need money.
Yeah.
The streets are hungry, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, bro.
I never knew. I really never knew. I knew it was tough out there.
It's tougher.
Wow. It's tougher and your parents are just sending you there. That's inhumane. Wow. Jesus Christ.
It's my country after all, bro.
Yeah.
You gotta love it. Gotta learn to it.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? All right, a couple more darkest secrets. I've got two more. I sold my brother's French bulldog for $3,000. And I told him it ran away. I help him put the posters up too.
Oh, for God's sake, man.
Last but not least, I think I like dick, but only if it's attached to a woman. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Yep.
Bro, there was one, I think I told you this. There was one girl I used to sleep with. Banging ting, man. Mm. Jesus.
Yeah.
One thing I used to sleep with. Mm. And then after me, She would get boyfriends and then just sleep with me intermittently.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
It was Leng.
Mm-hmm.
She would always cry after.
Mm-hmm.
She would always shout me when she's drunk. We'd clap and she would cry after.
Yeah.
She was seeing this guy. He said, like, I'm not gay, but if you had a dick, I'd want you to fuck me.
Wow.
Yeah, in those exact words.
Wow.
Not gay, but if you had a dick, I want you to bang me.
Wow.
She said, like, she came to me to say thoughts. And I was like, sounds gay, bro.
Sounds. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds pretty gay. And like, I'm not trying to label people.
Yeah.
And this was also a caveat. This was like 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Like 12 years ago. I didn't really have the, like,
the wokeness.
Yeah, the wokeness, the sexual encyclopedia.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really know there was in-betweens.
Yeah.
I just thought it was pretty binary.
Yeah.
I heard dick and fuck me and gay.
Gay.
That's what I landed on.
Mm.
I'm not sure what we'd even begin to try and call that now, but I was like, damn, bro. And I was just surprised he had the chest to say that to her.
Facts. I wouldn't tell a soul that.
Yeah, I really wouldn't. And then, because there's also.
He must have trusted her.
There's a difference as well. Like, there's a difference with saying, like, I like the stimulation of something up my bum.
Mm.
As opposed to saying, like, I want to dick, if specifically.
You had a, if you had a dick, yeah, I would let you bang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I don't just want anything up there.
I want your
dick. I would specifically want a cock.
That's mad.
Yeah, man. And it's interesting. But yeah, welcome to the show, guys.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Yeah. This is episode 295. We're closing in.
Closing into that 3-dub.
We're closing in on that 3-dub. And yeah, man, if you want to close in on something, head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs where you can close on these nuts.
Yes, sir.
For £3 a month.
10 for your day.
Run the P to S&G and get indoctrinated to the cult babies. Okay. Binge over 3 years worth of content that we've got over there. See the come up, see the come downs, and then get invested in the Discord channel that is popping off with a few thousand members for conversations every day. Get first dibs on live shows, get first dibs on merch, get first dibs on the fantastic new endeavors that we're going to be bringing to you guys in the near future. And guys, moving on from there, if you are watching on the platform known as YouTube, please, we're climbing up the ranks.
We are.
We're heavy into the 800Ks now, and we want that gold 1 milli plaque. Please help us. Mission 1 million. Subscribe to the channel. There's a button right in your face right now. You're probably not even paying attention. There's a little red button. Just click it there. Click it there, so. Clip my finger, get one to roll with me. Yeah. Say they want to stroll with me. Is that E to the R represented the world?
Yeah, I think so. E to the R. Yeah, it is.
Represent to the world for all these girls. Said they want to stroll with me. Yardy man, just say what they want. Said they want to stroll with me. Something, something, something with the West Indies. Yeah, said they fall in love with me. Come on. Listen.
Bro, I said it's like E to the R.
Yo, if you're listening, if you're watching YouTube, guys, subscribe to the channel. Put the notifications on and chirps the ting in the comments right now.
Facts.
Finally, guys, if you're listening on any of the audio platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and whatnot, please follow the channel and leave a nice review. It means the world. Facts. Random, I saw a review come through the other day. This guy's heinous, bro. Heinous. Bearing in mind, is that 5 stars, guys?
Yeah.
One guy put a nice review. One of the best reviews I've seen. Man said, best podcast out there, as a start, inspired me to start my own. I owe everything to these guys. Love these guys. 4 stars. Bro.
What? What can we do better to get
What do you want, bro?
What do you want from us?
Four stars. I was like, this guy's taking a piss.
I would have replied, did your hand slip?
Bam, do it again.
Do it again. Yeah, I need that extra star.
Let's charge this one and do it again.
Facts. Use another email account.
But yeah, guys, thank you so much for everything you've done for us so far. Let's keep it moving, keep it stepping. And before we continue, Rem is not in the studio today. He's taking a little bit of time off. So while he's gone, we're going to put a pause on top five.
Yeah.
Fuhad has an appreciation thing, something he wants to talk about right now. So I'm intrigued.
Yeah, real quick. Yesterday I was on YouTube and I randomly, obviously, you know, Colors, everyone knows Colors, the music
thing. The music thing. I love that.
Same.
The pastel these men use.
Yeah. It's literally eye catching. And I was watching a guy called Saint Harrison. I don't know if you've heard of him. I ain't heard of him till yesterday. That's not who I want to shout out, but I had to say this.
Okay.
Saint Harrison's voice. Wow.
Swear.
Yeah, you need to listen to everyone listening now. Listen to type in YouTube after this. After this,
yeah,
episode,
don't obviously. Stop. Don't pause the episode.
Don't pause this episode to go on YouTube and type side out.
Yeah.
But after this episode, make a note. Saint Harrison, Colors.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, swear.
Wow.
Okay.
You wouldn't expect to hear the voice you hear when you see him.
Okay.
One of them ones.
All right.
But I was scrolling through and I was looking through for more other, because I had never heard of him before. Blah blah blah. So I was like, that was gang. Because I think I saw a snippet of it on maybe Twitter or Instagram, then I went to watch the whole thing on YouTube. Then I was scrolling through Colors' page and I was looking at the views and see which one had the highest views. So I'm intrigued.
Yeah, make it easy for yourself.
Make it easy for myself. I'll watch a couple. And I'm a big fan. Well, I'm not a big fan. I'm a fan of Loyal Khanna. Do you know Loyal Khanna? He's a rapper. He's a UK rapper.
Yeah, I've heard. I can't think of any tracks.
Yeah.
But yes.
Fam? This is his second, I believe, Colors on...
Second installment of Colors. Yeah.
And it's a track called HGO, which is meant to say Hugo, I believe. It's a track about his dad. And it's very, very powerful. If you watch it, you'll understand. But it made me want to listen to Lil Kahna again. Mm. So I just went on Spotify, I just played his music. Bro.
Banging.
Bro, Lil Kahna.
Swear.
Appreciation.
Really?
Appreciation. He's a music. He's a good, good.
Ellis is nodding his head.
Artist, my bro. And do you know who introed me to Lil Kahna?
Who?
Bella.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know who introed her.
Yeah.
But when we were living together in Manny, she played his one of his songs one time. It could have been Damsel Fly, it could have been Ice Water. Bang, probably Ice Water.
Mm.
Banged, bro.
Mm.
Bro, he's a musician. He's just is so chilled, but such you can't help but bop.
Okay.
You can't.
Okay. Help but bop. Swear.
Yeah, he's a really good musician. Really good musician.
Damn, bro.
So Lil Kahna appreciation. Well played. I like what you're doing. We need more of you. And yeah, man, you're
damn, good. Damn, bro. Good. I'm going to bop him all the way home. It's a fucking gorgeous day today,
really
by
nice
the way.
Day, yeah.
God damn,
it's a really
bro.
Nice day.
It's a gorgeous
it
day.
It's a really nice day.
Jesus.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, that's okay. I'm gonna slap that on the way home. Lil Kahna, yeah.
Lil Kahna, yeah.
Cool. Speaking of appreciation, we went to go and watch Beyonce the other day.
Yeah, forgot. I completely forgot. Yes. Wow.
Fam.
Wow. Performance. She. Obviously, I say obviously, we, for context, we have never seen Beyonce before.
Yeah.
And everyone has said she's like, obviously, one of the greatest performers of all time, blah, blah, blah. She shows out and literally none of you are lying.
Bro.
None of you are lying.
We went in there and I'm not going to lie, bro. Same as when I went to go watch Chris Brown.
Mm.
I was just in there on a thugness.
Yeah.
And just like, yeah, it's cool,
it's
bro.
It's going to be calm. It's
yeah,
gonna be nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little free invitation. Yeah. I'm not going to say no.
Yeah,
it's facts. Beyonce
it's
at the
facts.
End of the day.
It's
like, let's just go see what she's all about.
Mm.
Blood clot. Listen,
we
bro.
We saw what she was
we
all about.
We stood in there. I said to Fuad before, I was thinking, bro, I'm not so sure, you know, because this woman's doing stuff. She's doing like Tottenham Stadium. Why would you do that?
Mm.
Surely you'd want to do the O2, Wembley, something like that. Why she's doing Tottenham Stadium, I don't know.
Mm.
I'll tell you why, because it's the perfect choice.
Yeah.
As soon as I stepped in there,
yeah.
I was like, right, and it was a glistening sunny day.
It was hot.
And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Sunset was just peaking, planes overhead. I was like, this is stunning.
Crazy.
This is stunning. I was like, okay, say less.
Stadium drop top. That's what you need.
Wow. Yeah. Open top stadium. I was like, okay, cool. So I went in there, drink in hand, and I was like, okay, fair play. Bro, I came in there expecting maybe to bop my head once or twice.
Yeah.
30 seconds into the show, my brother.
Bro.
I am in love with you, bro. You set me free. And again, bro.
It was that. She opened with that note.
She opened
with Dangerously in Love. I was like, rah. And she was singing.
Fam.
And
Dangerously in Love is a fucking song, by the way.
It is. Everyone knows it.
I played the entire song back to back to back my entire drive home after that.
Mad.
Fam.
It's a banger. Banger.
I can't do this thing called life without you here with me.
Banger. And to top it, not even to top it all off, one of the craziest things I saw was the production value alone.
The production was out of this world.
Out of this world. I was trying to do the numbers in my head and it just didn't make sense.
Yeah.
And the screen, the size of the screen, bro.
Yeah, bro.
The biggest screen I've ever seen.
Yeah, whoever's, first of all, Ellis, step your pussy up. Because whoever her graphic designer is.
Was doing bits.
Yeah.
They've got XP in their bitch.
Yeah.
They've got experience.
CGI
off
the off chain.
Off the charts,
in there.
Bro.
It was fucking nuts.
Take note. Say less, Ellis.
Damn,
less.
Bro.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it was sick.
The dances were crazy. The songs were crazy. Her outfit changes were crazy. The fucking horse that no one even clocked until
bro,
you told
they had
me.
Like a 30-foot horse that just rolled out. No one even paid attention because Beyonce was over here.
Beyonce was in the middle and James was like, did anyone see that fucking horse? Like, once I said, wow.
It was huge, bro.
Ellis was huge.
Yeah, damn.
That's mad.
And then fucking Blue was out just.
Oh, Blue. Oh, she stole the show.
Stole the show. And bro, they did this thing where when she was finished, she's like froze.
Yeah.
And then she was trying to keep a straight face.
And
the crowd was cheering. And then you saw this little smile came out. Everyone went nuts.
Yeah.
And then Beyonce just burst out laughing.
Yeah.
It was the cutest thing I've seen.
Yeah. She's 11, bro.
Bro.
She's done this umpteen times already, this tour.
Yeah.
She's 11 years
banging,
old.
Banging, bro. What a show.
What a show.
Probably, I've said it on the day, probably the best show I've ever seen live.
When you said that, I was thinking same,
But I've got, it's weird because you man probably won't believe me, but.
I already don't believe you, but go on.
One of the greatest performances I've ever seen was in 2012 or 2013 wireless, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, okay, I can believe that.
Oh, oh my.
I can believe that immediately.
God.
Swear.
This was circa, what's that album called? The one that you did part one and part two.
Oh, 2020.
2020, the first, before God. Part two dropped. Yeah. 2020 part one. So that year it dropped, obviously, Suit and Tie with Jay-Z.
Strawberry
Jay-Z came out.
Bubblegum.
Strawberry Bubblegum, and he obviously did his old school bangers.
Oh God, really?
James, I don't think, it was only me and Toby. I don't think you understand, brother. Mm. That was a finale.
I can imagine.
I've never seen a performer like it.
I can actually imagine. I was so ready to be like, you're chatting shit. And I didn't even know who you were going to say.
I said Justin Timberlake.
There's very few people I could believe, and Justin Timberlake's fucking one of them.
It would either have to have been Justin Timberlake or Usher. One of those two in that kind of old school.
Yeah.
Wow. I've not seen a performance like it, my
Okay,
bro.
Say less. It was fantastic.
Say less.
Okay, I believe that. But yeah, anyway, not to take anything from Beyonce. The Beyonce one was fucking unbelievable. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this woman did 2.5 hours flat out. The only time she was off stage was changing costume.
Yep,
she did 2.5 hours choreography,
yep,
flat out. Whoever can memorize that shit, she must have rehearsed for 6 months straight.
Facts.
Every day.
Facts.
And it actually planted a seed in my head because it's no secret within our team, when we have live shows, daddy doesn't like to rehearse. Mm. I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
I can't stand it, and I'm a moody child, bro. When we're on stage doing rehearsals, I sit there and I'm like, I'm not running through it again. Just go. Fuhad takes it like a champ and does the whole monologue again and again and again to get it right. Yeah. I don't stand up.
Mm.
I hate rehearsing.
I know you do.
It's embarrassing and awkward and pathetic. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
But I've changed my mind.
Yeah.
I changed my mind because I was like, that's a show.
Yeah, that
and
was
she
a show.
Did that. She must have rehearsed that for literally months and months and months and months and months. And then they would have got it wrong and wrong, and she would again.
Yeah.
Again, we have to get it perfect. Mm. Again. And wow, it was worth it.
It was worth it.
It was worth it.
No opening act, nothing. The show started like 7:25 and she didn't stop till like 10:15.
Yeah. Non-stop. She must have been thirsty.
Oh, rag. Every outfit changed, slugging water.
Slugging water. Bro, oh wow, she was unbelievable.
She was.
That show was so good. Yeah, I'm gonna step my rehearsal pussy up. Mm. Real bad.
Yeah.
Real
bad. Very, very, very good show, man.
Jesus.
And the fact that she's doing, this obviously has to be her last tour. Because like we said, she's doing like Southampton and
Wolverhampton.
Wolverhampton and all these.
Yeah, she's trying to get all our money.
Yeah.
I've never been to Wolverhampton and I probably never will.
I am not going to Wolverhampton.
Yeah. So she's a golden goose for going to Wolverhampton. But to be fair, I'd go there to see her. If someone offered me a ticket to the Wolverhampton show, I'll go.
Oh, rags. Now that I know what I'm buying into.
I fucking loved it.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Damn, Beyonce.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Fwakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low. So let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know?
Mm.
I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Mm. Yeah.
You got the winter blues. Tell us, you got the winter blues.
Yeah, I need sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
Bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod.
It was fantastic. Well played, man. Another appreciation.
Yeah. So speaking of good shows, I've started season 4 of Succession
now. We can talk because I've seen the finale of season 3. So I'm on season 4, episode 1, but I've not started it.
And you said you're...
I think I'm like episode 5 or 6 of season 3.
Okay, we can talk. We can chin wag.
We can negotiate.
We can negotiate. Listen, he's in it. He's in it, bro. Yeah, bro. Turns out if you're rich enough, you can have what you want.
You can do what you want.
Yeah, you get away
with what you want.
Bro.
When Tom was saying to Shiv, don't worry, you'll see him. He'll come back. Shiv was like, I know he will come back. Oh, I know he's going to be okay.
Yeah, boy.
Damn.
Yeah, boy. First of all, Shiv's randomly got a body on her.
Fam! She's got a little figurino on her. Yeah, Shiv's got a little figurino on her. Yeah, she's got a body on her. Yeah, she has.
It's mad.
Yeah, she, but, when that dress has stretch marks, you know it's got fat.
Bro.
When the dress has stretch marks, you know.
Do you know what I'm really gutted about?
What?
But obviously it had to be this way. I'm gutted Roman never banged Jerry.
Same.
I was always thinking it was gonna happen.
I thought it was gonna blow his mind.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be fireworks.
Yeah.
But it never happened.
Yeah.
So jarring, bro.
Same. I thought too.
But the season, I won't spoil it, bro. The season 3 finale?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I've already predicted it.
I don't think you have, my bro. Like, tell me your prediction.
Okay, I'm not at the end yet, but I have a feeling, right, it's going to end on season 3 with Logan dying.
No.
And then it's how they're going to, and then it's the kids fighting, basically.
Nah, bro. That's how I think.
Scratch that.
Because he's been getting fucking ill.
Scratch that whole thesis, you're completely wrong. Scratch that whole thing.
Because the thing is, season 3 has been my least favorite so far.
It does pick up.
It needs to because Kendall's not making moves.
Oh, Kendall's a pussy arm in season 3. His life tanks in season 3.
He reminds me of Rick in Rick and Morty.
Just his demeanor, the way he speaks and everything. He puts up a brave fight.
Yeah,
and he thinks he's the dog's bollocks, but behind closed doors, he's depressed.
He's disheveled and depressed, yeah,
bro. But yeah, from when you see those man, are you in Tuscany yet or no?
I don't think so, no.
Wait till you get to Tuscany. Mm. When these men land in Tuscany, stuff starts cooking.
I'm trying to remember what just happened. They just did that conference where Logan starts going like senile.
Oh, the UTI thing.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
That's just happened.
These men had me sweating in that episode. They had me sweating.
In that room.
Yeah, that was intense.
Yeah, bro. They had
my man and Jerry on stage trying to waste time.
Switching. I promise you now, what's his name? Frank?
Frank, yeah.
I'm not doing Frank's job. When he gave me the note, it's like,
keep going?
Nah, you're not doing that to me.
Wow, Succession. I preferred season 2's finale to season 3's finale.
First of all, I can't even remember season. I remember messaging you saying season 2 finale. What even happened again?
That's what I'm trying to remember.
When he got sent, he said, you're taking the rat.
You're taking the rat, you're going.
And he just charged it. And then he went to the press conference.
That was sick.
Yeah, so season 2 finale.
Said it with the papers.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
Greg's the MVP of that show, bro.
Greg's up and
down. Bro.
When Tom was trying to blackmail Greg or whatever, and he said, "Have you heard of Romulus and have you heard of something and something?"
Oh yeah.
Greg was like, "I'm unfamiliar with that IP." I died, bro. I'm unfamiliar with that IP. Oh, Greg, you genius.
Good, so perfect in that show, bro.
Greg, you genius.
Greg's so perfect, bro. He's hilarious. He's the comic relief we need.
Yeah, he's so funnily awkward, hilariously awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, it's too much,
bro. I love Greg. But he's getting a taste of that wealth and he can't give it up.
Man wanted to sue because his granddad Greenpeace.
He needs money. I couldn't be threatened with 250 million.
That's a lot of money.
I'll do what you tell me to do.
Factual.
But you better promise me I'm getting it.
Factual.
I want a contract right now.
I need everything signed.
Everything signed on both lines.
I need everything signed.
I could tell the money was getting to him. Do you remember when he got that watch?
And the 40K one.
Was buying it. And it was just like, okay. And it didn't even work.
Bro, it doesn't work.
It wasn't even work. It's like, cool, 40K.
Madness.
To impress that girl.
Yeah, bro.
He's in a different world now.
Yeah, fam, now? Yeah. But fam, the season 3 finale, one name I'm going to say, I'm not going to tell you anything else, Tom. Tom, bro, escalates, bro. Escalates. Fam, the back and forth between Tom and Greg when they were scared, they were going, Pen.
Yeah.
And Greg's like, I heard they do this and that. And I said, I've read the blogs.
Yeah.
I've read the blogs,
Tom
bro.
Couldn't handle it. Yeah. Tom couldn't handle
kept
it.
Kept going to this diner saying, this is what the food tastes like. Yeah. Wow.
He ordered everything on the menu. Wow, Tom couldn't handle
he
it.
He couldn't, bro.
Wow, yeah. It's such a good show. It really makes you want money. That's all it makes you want. Money, power, and wealth.
Facts, bro. All of it.
They're just built into that lifestyle.
Bro, did you see there was one where, I don't know if it's, I can't remember where it was. Roman's on a high, bro. Mm. And he bops out of the shubs and his car is just following him.
Yeah, he said,
and I was like, go home, I'm a walk. Yeah. And the car just keeps following him.
Yeah.
Oh, that was after Kendall's birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, bro. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So juicy. Kendall's pathetic, by the way.
He is, in season 3 years.
Yeah. His birthday was, have you seen his birthday?
No, I haven't seen that
one yet. Oh, God. Oh, God. So pathetic. It's so embarrassing, bro.
Oh, no.
But, God, I love Succession. And then I'm hearing, everyone's saying season 4 is
where it's at.
Where it's at, bro.
I can't wait to start that.
It just won something, didn't it? For like best it got, season finale of something.
Did it really? It doesn't surprise me because I know the 2 episodes before that.
10 out of 10.
10 man. Out of 10
IMDb.
On IMDb.
Jesus.
Only other show to do that was Breaking Bad, right?
Yeah.
So, bro, it's going to get juicy. I'm smashing it this week.
Same.
Yeah, I am.
I've watched, I don't think you might get it. I've watched nothing else.
No anime, nothing.
I've not watched anything but Succession for the last week. I started having dreams about it.
Mad.
I started having Succession dreams, bro. I want it all.
I need, Logan Roy might be one of my favorite characters going. Like,
facts.
Just going in the fictional world.
Facts. Do you know how many times I've said fuck off in the last week?
Bro, that's all he says. He's the perfect, he's just the perfect person to talk to because he only speaks facts.
Mm.
He only speaks in a certain amount. He doesn't love to chat shit.
Yeah.
You talk factual when you talk in short form and you tell you to fuck off. Those are his only 3 ways
bro.
Of communicating. Only 3 ways of communicating.
And he sits there and sometimes he asks your opinion when he doesn't value it. And he'll sit there and be like, and you can feel yourself talking into a hole.
Yeah.
And you're terrified.
You're terrified. And he'll just move on. Ellis, what do you think?
Yeah.
He'll just move on.
Mm. He knows he holds so much weight.
Bro. When this motherfucker, Logan, said to Connor, you know you're my number one.
Bro.
And he was in a whip. And then Connor was like, he laughed. He's like, my number one. And he got gassed. He got gassed immediately.
Bro.
He holds so much power.
He holds so much power over those kids, over his employees, over his wife, over everyone.
The way the employees fear him.
It's not even funny.
It's something I've never seen before.
Yeah. Same.
Wow. Logan Roy's a character.
One of the best scenes with him, I thought. I think it was the beginning of season 3.
Yeah.
Where they're picking who's gonna act as the new CEO.
Yeah,
and
it's out
of Roman, Shiv.
Shiv
and Jerry.
And Roman and calls him.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I just wanted to let you know. And literally ends the call because
Roman's out. And he's like, what? I said Roman's out. Move on.
It's insane.
Bro.
Insane. Yeah, Roman's out, bro. Logan Roy is a character.
Yeah, I need to start emulating that.
He's a character.
And I hate that I look up to him because he's the worst human being.
He's the worst human being.
But I want that.
But he looks forward.
Yeah.
He's only focused on money.
Wow.
Are you family or not? And do you want this money? That's what he's focused on.
Season 3 finale, bro.
I can't.
Man
wait.
Said he dies.
Try and do it
nah,
tomorrow.
Brother.
I genuinely thought that's how I think it's going to go.
Nah, you can't kill him.
He's packing in.
You bro. Can't.
You know, went on a hike and he fucking.
You can't oh, that kill was, that was dreadful. Roy. That hike one. Brother.
Yeah.
Logan's the GOAT.
He is a GOAT.
Logan's the GOAT, bro.
It was a good finale.
I can't wait. I'm going to try and get the season finale tonight. Like, try and get
episodes
through it.
Episodes are long, ain't they?
Yeah.
Hour
yeah.
each.
Yeah, bro.
It's taking up my whole day. Mm.
Fam, I'm telling you, I've watched nothing else.
Do you know what I did? Do you know what finale I did watch? Ted Lasso, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it sad?
Yeah,
I haven't watched any of this season.
Good season.
Really?
Yes, bro.
Do you know why?
Very good season.
Do you know why I kinda fell off towards the last season? The bollocks on the, I can't remember his name, the Asian guy, the coach?
Yeah.
I can't stand
him.
Oh
yeah, he, yeah.
The aspirational attitude of this guy.
Mm-hmm. He's big for, too big for his boots.
From day dot,
yeah.
As soon as he wrote one play and they used
it,
he thought he was the king.
Yeah.
Can't stand him. He wants to snake everyone.
That's his character, though.
It is his character.
It's a season three is good.
Yeah,
man. Yeah. Because if you watch football as well, it ties in a lot of like the football politics that's happening in this past year or so in this season, and it just bodes well.
Okay,
it bodes so well.
Say less. We all know I don't watch football.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying in general. For people in general, you can kind of tell it they're trying to make it in sync, but it's such a good watch, and you can't not help but like Ted Lasso as a character.
Oh, he's the best.
He is the best.
He's the best, bro. Yeah, I will watch it. That's the thing. As soon as I get through Succession, I can just yummy everything else.
Yeah.
Because my anime has been on pause. I've not watched nothing.
Demon Slayer?
I've not watched any Demon Slayer. I've not watched any Hell's Paradise. I've not watched any Vinland Saga. I've not watched anything.
Yeah, Demon Slayer, to be fair, every episode Demon Slayer doesn't miss. So I'm still happy with that. I only just caught up yesterday. Hell's Paradise gets juicier, not going to lie. Mm. What's the last thing of Hell's Paradise you watched?
Last thing I watched was probably the one where they've just linked the Kinoichi, the female shinobi.
Yes.
And that's pretty much it. They're just chilling, I think.
Okay, you got a bit to watch.
I've got Bear to watch. I've not watched anything in weeks.
Okay, say less.
I tell you what I did watch. I watched two episodes of this anime on Disney Plus. Can't remember what it's called. Oh, please say the tabs open. One sec.
Fam?
This Tengoku Daimaikyo, whatever.
I'm not seeing that.
Brother?
Yeah. Let me pull it up on my thing now so I can add it to my watch list.
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
It's good. Tengoku.
It's got, it kind of looks like, animation kind of looks like Chainsaw Man. Esque.
It is a bit Chainsaw Man-y. Not in like content.
Yeah.
But bro, just like
10 episodes. Okay.
Yeah, so it's like set in like a flipping futuristic world where like loads of the population, it's like Last of Us kind of set. Like people have their own little communities and colonies, and there's these monsters that they call them man eaters. They come out and like just like kill people and like bro, but there's like tiny little twists and turns where you're like, rah, 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 rah. And I've only watched like two episodes, two or three, bro. And it's like, rah, 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 rah.
Say less.
Oh, I'm really enjoying it. They take a lot of time and effort into the story. A lot of time and effort. It reminds me of Promised Neverland season one.
Okay, I've added that to my watch list as well.
Oh my God, season two is bullshit.
Yeah.
Season one, fantastic.
Okay.
Bro, so yeah, I'll definitely advise that Tengoku Daimaikyo or whatever. Damn, bro, damn. But yeah, season three finale, bro.
I can't wait.
Succession is something else.
When he puts that phone on loudspeaker, I have to finish season four this week.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep. I will.
I'll finish it within the week.
Obviously, without spoilers, how's season four looking like? Is it good?
I've only watched 10 minutes of episode one.
Oh, okay, right.
First, I'm not gonna lie. Basically, something so pivotal happens in season
three finale.
Three finale. That season four episode one, they've basically. It's like a time lapse thing. It's like a time jump.
Oh, okay.
It's not like next day.
Oh, like from season two finale to season three episode one.
Yeah.
That was the next.
It's like a time jump now.
Okay.
So now we're built. I'm trying to understand what's going on in this new dynamic.
Okay.
So first 10 minutes, it's not that it's boring. It's just like.
Figuring shit out.
Okay, right. Let's ease into this. Mm. But obviously it clearly kicks up because these men are saying these are perfect 10 episodes.
Mm.
From the episodes I've seen, it doesn't make sense how they can still be bringing out bangers.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Because I was with you, season three, I was thinking, this is a whole season of Kendall just taking L's. Mm. It's boring me now. And then, fam, I'm telling you, Tuscany, it kicks up.
Changes the game.
Okay. It kicks up. But nice. Anyway.
I'm looking forward to it.
Damn. Yeah. You got a dilemma for us, no?
I do. She said, I need help. So long story short, I've got involved with someone from work when I was at a very low point in my life. It started as touching and him saying sexual stuff to me. And then went to him kissing me and I got hooked. Love bomb type of thing. One minute he was telling me all this stuff to make me think he liked me. Then cold as hell to me like I didn't exist. Then back to sexual innuendos and all the touching. It fucked with my brain. He would say things like we couldn't just fuck. It's deeper than that. But then tell me, don't get in with your emotions. He's like, dude, I'm a woman. I am in my emotions. What the fuck? Now it's getting intense, but I know it's just an ego boost for him.
When I'm not at work, he airs me. Then the day before my shift, bang, he's messaging me asking me how I'm like. Oh, how am I like? He cares deep down, but I know he doesn't. How do I pull away without affecting my job? He's the type to make my life hell. High key narcissist traits, but he's so in my brain, I don't know what to do. Help. So long story short, she got with a guy at the lowest point of her life. They obviously worked together. Started off very casual, sexual stuff. Little touch in here, little kiss in there. And then a love bomb drop. One minute he's being all warm and close to her. Next minute he's cold as fuck. Then he's back to the sexual innuendos and touching. It's fucking with her brain. When she's not in, he airs her. But when she's about to come in, he'll message her the day before just to reenact, sort of re-spark something. And then on shift, you're like wife, work hubby type of thing. And she doesn't know how to pull away. Help.
And he's in her brain.
He's in her brain.
God, girls go through it.
Yeah.
Especially in that close-knit work scenario.
Yeah, I'm telling you, ancestral.
Oh my God, it's sexy. Sexy.
Yeah.
Torturous. He's in my brain. Wow. That, I don't know why it is, but the way you've just said it like that, yeah. I'm like, damn.
He's in my brain.
He's in my brain.
She can't stop thinking about him.
I feel like it's a weird dilemma to ask because it's just like, the only thing you could advise is just stop.
Yeah.
I don't care what you're saying. Mm. Just stop. That's the only thing you can do.
But it's like saying, I don't know, it's like going to the gym every day, walking past the fucking, it's like going to the gym every day and saying to yourself, I'm going to do cardio. I'm going to do cardio every single day and I'm not going to touch weights. But you walk past the weight rack every single day. You're going to want to touch it, bro.
Yeah.
You're going to want to touch it because you're used to it. You can't help yourself but want to pick up a weight.
Yeah. So what's the answer then? I don't fucking know. Quit. Get a new job. That's the only thing I can advise, bro. Get a new job.
Nah, I'm not getting a new job. Because I've been in situations where I've worked with people, I've found them attractive, and I've still cracked over my day.
Yeah, but...
I know.
This is a situation where you found them... Okay, you're talking about found them attractive. This is a situation where you're in love with a girl.
Yeah.
She's told you, I love you. You've banged her. It's amazing.
And she's then, hot and cold.
Yeah. Every single time it's... Yeah. Like, she just cuts you off. Airs you for a few days.
Yeah.
Boring. Cold. You're thinking, what's going on? Yeah. And the day before you get into work, she'll send you in like, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. We've missed you around here.
I would have to be able to charge the whole thing. I would have to, because there is no other choice, because the first couple times it's happened where once I'm out of work, she cuts off per se communication. Then before I go back to work, she's hollering me again.
Mm.
I would have to have charged the whole thing because I would need to be in a position where I would need to position myself in a situation where I know she's just work, bae.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've charged it in my brain that she's work. We can do what is lovey dovey, whatever, whilst we're at work. And when she just stops messaging me outside of work, I have to just charge it.
Yeah, you're in the streets out here.
I'm in the streets. Okay. She's in the streets. And I have to get on with my life.
Valid advice,
that's
bro.
That's the only way you can deep it.
Valid advice.
Because it will make work, bae, a lot sweeter.
Yeah.
Lot sweeter.
You could turn yourself into looking forward to it.
Yeah. Even though you know for a fact, or I know for a fact, she's not my number one, or I'm not her first choice, because clearly I'm only there for her for work purposes.
Mm.
She wants to fuck around and work. I'm there for you.
Yeah.
She's got a man at home.
Yeah.
She's got a real man at home.
You need to change the power dynamic.
Yeah, I need to change the power dynamic and make sure that I'm only fucking with her when I'm at work.
Yeah.
I can't be showing her too much outside of work.
And you twist the tables. Now you ain't messaging her outside of work.
I'm not messaging her outside of work. I'm doing my thing.
Yeah, she don't know what's going on.
She's hollering me, I'm airing her.
Yeah, the day before you go back to work, she texts you, air it.
Airing?
And then when you see her, you act like it's normal.
Like it's cool. What do you say? You spank her, bae.
You're a doctor.
Yeah, spank her, bae.
What's going on? Give her a kiss in the cheek, and then you just carry on.
Carry on.
Ooh.
That's it. That's the best way to play it. She'll be intrigued.
Yeah, she won't. Yeah, she won't know what to do.
Yeah, she'll grab you. Who the fuck are you talking to?
Yeah. She'll grab you. You're just laughing at her.
Yeah.
You're laughing at her face. What's going on? Stop mixing them up, man.
Why are you annoyed, man? You don't want a dynamic.
You leave your phone on loud.
Yeah.
ding, in your pocket. And then you air that. So it's
life, bro.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
I'm busy.
Yeah, so that, darling, that's the way you need to play.
Yeah, you have to
switch
get
up
busy.
The whole
power dynamic, make him need you.
Mm.
Make him need you. And then when you're outside, leave him alone. He will, if he leaves you alone, he leaves you alone.
Yeah, you need to let him know that he's not important.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're boy. Number one, he isn't.
So yeah. You need to, and when you're out here, you're busy.
You're booked and busy.
So say less.
That's the best way.
That's peng. Mm. All right, say less. Right. I've got a few tweets. I know you've got a couple.
Yes, sir.
The first one I've got
is
slightly dilemma-ish as well.
Okay.
Fam, when I read it, made me laugh. You've probably, if this isn't in your dilemma cookies, I don't know what is.
Okay.
You've definitely seen this.
Okay, I may have seen it, but not read it.
Right.
Okay.
Wow, I read this. Right. So I'm 38.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend is sexy and 22.
Mm.
He swears he's single, but I've been put into a baby mama fight club. He spent the night at my apartment and several women put Apple AirTags on my car. Fam, now I suffer random ass whoopings all over town, bro. Attacked while getting my nails done. Attacked in the Burger King drive-thru. Wig snatched at the post office.
Whoa.
He wants me to take self-defense classes and stop embarrassing his name by losing fights. He says he can't control what others do, but I can learn to protect myself.
He's speaking facts, though. As bad as it sounds, he's speaking facts.
Bro.
That's jokes.
Recently, I found out he's planning the fights and has guys filming and uploading the fight videos to his channel.
I take all what I said back. I take everything I said back.
I'm healing, but I'm also mad as fuck. Leaving him is not an option because I don't want the hood rats to win. Advice.
No, there is no advice. There is no advice.
What the hell is going on?
She found out he's asking Mandem to record it and they're uploading it to his YouTube.
So he can monetize.
You have to leave him.
You have to leave him, bro.
What do you mean you can't leave him so the hood rats can win? The hood rats are winning.
They've won.
They've been winning.
They've been beating your ass all over town.
All over town.
In the Burger King drive-thru.
At the post office, wig snatched.
No.
Stop all of
Man
that.
Man said, take self-defense classes.
I can't help what other people do.
I can't help what they're doing.
Big man, you're 38, he's 22. Of course he's fucking about.
Yeah. He's orchestrating the fights.
That is mad.
Bro. He's orchestrating the fights.
No, that's mad, James. That's mad to me.
Wow.
I could never find out.
Never, bro.
As a 30-year-old woman, I could never find out.
Bro.
My little concubine is orchestrating fights all over town.
Ass whoopings. Not even fights.
I've lost every single one.
Ass whoopings. I'll get my ass beat left, right, and center.
And it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
James, I could never, on my life, there is no advice.
No, on my life,
I'll be at his doorstep.
Yeah. Wow. I'm just getting ass whoopings left, right, and center.
Oh, belly and back.
Yeah.
Belly and back, his front doorstep. I have to.
I could have found out that my girl's sending Mandem for me.
Brother.
And they're thumping me up.
Brother.
And then she's putting ice on my cheeks and saying, you need to take self-defense.
This is what I'm saying.
You can't just keep getting slapped about like this.
Because he's probably put money on you to win one of these days.
Yeah, because the bookies aren't in your favor.
Yeah, he's lost.
Wow.
Bally
wow,
and
wow.
bat, James. I have to fuck
It's mental,
up.
Bro. I read that. I was laughing the other day.
I can't believe that.
Right. I've got a couple more.
Wow. Yeah, why not?
Fam, this one sweetened me. I hate restaurants that make you say stuff like, yeah, can I have the big wet daddy burger, please? Bro.
Oh, God. Jokes, by the
jokes,
way.
Jokes, bro.
Jokes.
I hate
big,
stuff
wet
like that.
Daddy burger.
Can I have those slippy sucky ribs, please? The big daddy special. Nah, man.
Can I get those tickle me tenders,
please? There's tickle tenders. Yeah.
Yo, that's hilarious. All right, I got one quick one.
All right, go on.
This is actually a Facebook post and a reply to a Facebook post.
Yeah.
Hey, quick question. What is 19 times 34? Reply, please answer quick. The teachers are coming to get the paper.
Bro, That's jokes. Fam, I got this one. Question, what's the worst way you ever got dumped?
Oh, I think I've seen this one.
Fam, I think I've seen this one.
Just say it, I've seen this one. I've got this in my bag.
Bro.
Funny.
I worked day shift and he worked nights. He called me every morning when he got home from work. One day he didn't call, so I called him.
Mm.
A woman answered and told me she was his woman now. I asked her to put him on the phone. I asked, what's going on? He said, you heard her.
Put him on the phone, you know.
What's going on?
What's going on?
You heard her.
Oh,
my God.
Firstly, as a man,
no.
That's bravado.
Yeah, no.
I could never.
No, bro, because you don't want tires anymore.
Yeah.
Facts. You hate tires.
And you hate windows.
Yeah.
She knows where I live.
Facts.
You heard her.
No.
That's coercion.
No, bro. That's man, crazy.
Man was backed in a corner. That's his real wife.
Yeah, fact. Secondly, if that was me and I'm calling Bay and next man saying, nah, that's my thing now. I'm like, what the fuck?
Facts.
Big man, put her on, is she there?
Yeah.
Put her on the phone.
Mm.
I'm like, Bay, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
You heard him.
Lock. Dial tone.
You heard him. Beep.
I would definitely be in prison that night.
Oh, facts. I'll be in prison or in hospital.
One of the two.
Because if I'm driving, I would have to steer into sight.
Yeah. Because you're screaming at nobody.
Yeah. And the thing is, the way women work, they only upgrade.
Mm.
So I know I can't pull up to the door without starting to talk. I can't pull up barehanded. Bro, you have to pull up with side tucked.
Side tucked. Hundred percent, bro.
So it's either I pull up with satin or I find a ditch real quick and dive in. It's the only two options.
Pull up with satin tucked. 100%. 100%.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Wow, that's hilarious. All right. I'm helping my baby dad do a job application and this motherfucker just asked me, is he a veteran? Wow. He doesn't know, bro.
My God.
He doesn't even know what a veteran is.
Oh, that's embarrassing. Fam, my last one.
All right,
this
me.
One's straight to the point.
All right, hit me.
I think I like you. Reply, think again. Ouch.
That's brutal.
Fam?
Just don't reply.
Yeah.
Just block don't me. Reply.
Block me. Think again.
Wow. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I met a bunch of guys from Harvard yesterday and kept pretending like I'd never heard of the school just to piss them off. One of them legit turned red when I said, Harvard, is that like a little community college thing?
Bro, them man, the only reason they go is clout.
Yeah, facts.
So you better remember.
Yeah, facts.
That's crazy to me.
Bills due and men in my inbox talking about Link. Motherfuck, I'm ready to rob something.
Facts, bro. God, I... Trigger warning, I don't miss being broke, bro. I don't miss it for a second.
Oh, no, I never will.
I don't miss it for a second, bro.
It was tough. Yeah, uni times was different for you. You didn't want to work anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, I hated being broke,
but you didn't want to get out of it.
Damn, did I hate work. I hated work more than I hated being broke.
Yeah, fat.
A lot of people would not understand that.
Facts.
I hated work more than I hated being broke.
I hated work,
yeah.
But I hated being broke. So,
yeah, well, mama raised the wrong one, bro. She raised the wrong one.
Because I worked.
Yeah, you worked, yeah. Bro. And she begged me to work. She didn't understand I hate work more than I hate being broke.
It's hilarious.
I hate work more than lifestyle. I hate hunger.
Yeah, you wanted it.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
needed
yeah.
a lifestyle.
Oh, Jesus, thank God for this.
Factual. Told her I cheated. She smirked and kept on doing her makeup. What does that mean?
You mean she cheated first? Damn.
I think I need a therapist for this, but anyway, once I took his pen home by accident. I was so obsessed with him, I put it inside me and then drenched it in perfume and gave it back to him the next day.
Wow.
Disgusting.
That is disgusting, actually.
Disgusting. All right. This is a message and reply. So this the word, the acronym ILYSM. And the question is, what does that mean? I love sucking your meat.
Oh! Oh! Yeah. I love sucking your meat.
Instead of I love you so much. I love sucking your meat.
Damn.
Yeah. Right, last one. If you're an RN, I need your help ASAP. Reply. I'm a real n***a. What's up? Reply. No, I'm talking about a registered nurse.
I saw that one yesterday. I'm a real n***a. What's up?
Who identifies themselves as that?
That's not... Who scrolls through Facebook and just sees a request for a real n***a and says, I need to step up. Bat signals up. Wow.
What do you need?
What do you need?
I'm RN.
Yeah, facts. That's jokes. I'm a real n***a. What's up? What's...
How what's can that? I help?
Jesus, that's funny. Right, yeah, guys, that's the episode for today.
Yes, sir.
Damn, I'm sweating. I knew I was gonna sweat
same,
in this one.
Same.
Thank you for joining us, guys.
As per.
If you're a real one, we'll see you on Thursday. Patreon.com/shitsandgigs. If you're not, if you're a fake star, we'll see you next Monday.
See you on Monday.
Love, love, love.
Gang, gang, gang.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.